This is a Glassbox Media Podcast. Another shorty episode, and it is February 2021, and we're here with another episode of My Worst Date. I'm Cassie.
I'm Keegan.
I'm Christina.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Amazing. Hey, you know, we're living life. It's 2021. This is...
Spirits are lifted in February, clearly.
Yeah. Well... another day inside, but it's raining outside, you guys, and I, you know me, I love my rain.
Yeah, same. I'm like, I just want to eat soup and bread.
I have been making so much soup lately. I made like a bomb ass chicken stew the other day. Some French onion. Like, I am on such a soup roll. That is the one thing, is like, last weekend, it was like 88 degrees. Like, it was so hot in Los Angeles for January. And while I don't necessarily love like the super foggy, not foggy, but like overcast kind of energy I'm getting outside, I do appreciate that it feels like winter.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, it feels like winter. It doesn't feel like weird summer vibes in the middle of January, you know? So yeah, that's something.
Yeah, I only like it for the soup. This is like the only time in LA you can eat soup, because otherwise it's too hot for it.
Yes, you're right. I wanted to make soup last weekend, but I'm like, this is not appropriate. It's not appropriate to make soup when it's 90 degrees.
Right.
I also made a chicken stew. Or a chicken, stew basically. But I did like Mexican spices.
Mm.
And then we did it with like, okay, so Chris won't eat beans right now because he's doing keto. So I did it kind of like a Mexican chili with like shredded chicken,
and we'd
it was
to see
so
it.
Fucking good. And so I made rice for Dylan and I on the side, so we'd pour our rice in and put the chicken soup on top. Oh my God, I was,
you know,
like, this is
like,
going in the recipe book.
I really feel like beef stew gets all of the glory, but a good chicken stew can change your life. I love that we're talking about stew right now. I feel like soup doesn't get enough attention. It's greatly underrated.
Yeah.
And if we're talking soup or stew, I lean stew. Give me big chunks of stuff in there.
Yeah.
I just sent a thing to the group where it's like another group of friends that does like brackets for things.
I had
like,
seen that before, and I was like, this is something we should do for sure.
So we definitely need the soup bracket, because I'm mad y'all didn't say shit about some potato soup.
Said some things about the potato thread, but here's what we're gonna have to do. We're gonna have to put it in a different thread, because that thread group is way too big, I think. It's like gonna take 3 years to get the brackets down.
I mean, honestly, we could fuck, marry, kill different types of potatoes, because like potatoes are so versatile. I made a potato broccoli cheddar soup a couple of weeks ago.
Stop.
It was thick. It was like triple C thick. Oh, that shit was so good. Oh my God. Oh man, now I'm like kind of hungry. Jesus.
I know. Now I'm like, what am I going to make for dinner tonight? Soup. Well, I do have a would you rather,
okay,
if you guys are ready for it.
Let's do it.
Got it all piped up here. Let's see. Would you rather, this is so perfect too. It's food related. How appropriate for us. Would you rather eat a cup of mayonnaise or eat a cup of horseradish?
Oh, mayonnaise. Oh,
horseradish all day.
Oh no.
Mayonnaise.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Neither is appealing. Let me just say that, because gross. Like, you should have seen my face when you said mayonnaise. Like, it was like a hard pass. But if I'm having to choose, I don't like horseradish, period. So
love horseradish. I am somebody, I love that wasabi horseradish burn in your nose. Love it. I'm like weirdly obsessed. I will eat a spoon of just wasabi.
Oh, girl.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I could not do that. Like, I, you know how much I love a Bloody Mary, and I don't even really like Bloody Marys that have horseradish in them, like that, like real distinct horseradish flavor.
It's the best. Prime rib with the horseradish sauce. I'm like, give it all to me. I could eat a cup of horseradish.
Oh God. See, I mean,
no, I could do like a little bit, like on a baked potato, or like you're saying, like a prime rib or something. A little bit, but yeah, too much. I'm no. like, woo.
On its own, yeah, I'm not trying to mm-mm. cough myself to death either. I feel like that much horseradish would make me cough. I mean,
100.
I don't like mayonnaise either. Do you remember, I mean, in small doses, I like mayonnaise, but like not a whole cup of it by itself. Do you remember a few years ago when Hellman's, the mayonnaise company, released mayonnaise ice cream?
Ugh. Oh, yes. I think we talked about it on the podcast.
Horrific.
Disgusting.
Like, truly disgusting. Horrifying.
No.
But at the same time, like, no. I'm not trying to justify mayonnaise ice cream. Like, let's just, no. But I don't really like mayonnaise, but I like mayonnaise-based things, like an egg salad or a potato salad or a macaroni salad.
Oh, that's true. I probably have already eaten a cup of mayonnaise.
A cup, just right? Because, yeah, exactly.
Just eat potato salad. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, which is mostly mayonnaise.
Yeah. But just straight up by itself, I'm the same. I don't think I like the taste of mayo, but I like it with stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
But just on its own, I don't think I could do it.
I mean, I'm glad we don't actually have to make this decision.
Yes.
But like,
again,
you would.
With all of these, we're like, we don't actually have to do this.
But Christina almost sounds like you like kind of want to eat a cup of horseradish. Like,
I know. Now I'm like, can I get some horseradish?
She's like, challenge accepted.
I have a question for you guys. I know this is the shorty, so I don't want to derail us too much, but I feel like I need to address this with somebody.
Okay.
So. Anthony and I bought a bunch of tickets for the Mega Millions and the Powerball,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it was up to $900 million, mm-hmm. which is more than any person needs. Did we spend an hour writing everything out, breaking it up for what we would do with the money? Yes, we did.
Yeah,
did
you have
we win?
To. It's
no.
a vision board, you know?
Yes, yes. But okay, here's my question for you guys. So you can get either the full 900 mil broken up over 30 years, which is roughly $30 million a year, or $2.5 million a month. That's what it breaks down to. Or you can get a lump sum of like $550 million all at once.
Eric and I had the biggest argument that we've had. In our relationship
about this
because
me and Anthony argued about this too. We did.
I said, listen, I am not a financial planner or anything.
Same.
I know dick all about money. But
same.
In my head, I would do lump sum because getting that much money at one time, you put it in something where the average return on investments is like 8%. You're going to make more money.
That's right.
Getting that big of a sum, because 500 million invested right away is going to make more money than getting a little bit of money at a time.
But
also,
here's my question.
I don't trust that anything's going to be here in 30 years, so give me this money now.
Thank you.
Here's my question.
Thank you.
Do you need 500 million all at once?
No, but you don't need 2.5 whatever million every month either. I mean, nobody
right.
needs anything, but I agree with Christina. You put that some of that money in investments, you maybe buy some properties, you put your money in.
You give some to your friends,
you
know. To your friends. Yes, exactly. And you're able to do all that stuff if you get that lump sum right away. I feel like it's just a better choice. Eric is adamant about the 30-year thing. I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I even tried to do math. We got out calculator.
So did we. Math. Yeah, we did too.
Amazing.
No, here's the thing. I have since been convinced that I think I would take the lump sum. However, I pushed the 30-year as well because I saw that documentary Curse of the Lottery whenever I was a kid in my formative years, and it seems more sustainable to have smaller amounts over a period of time than to get a bunch at once where people go fucking ham sandwich with the money that they have. And then you have everyone coming out the woodwork being like, I want this, I want that. So it seems more sustainable.
Okay. So for you, set up a trust. Mm-hmm. Set up a trust and only take certain amounts out of the trust, or have the trust set up so that you can only access X amount of money.
Okay.
Within, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, that's
but
smart.
Still, I agree with Christina. I don't trust. What if the lottery's not around in 30 fucking years?
Yeah. Right? I said, first thing that you do if you win the lottery, first of all, you don't fucking say anything. You
That's
go
right.
to a professional. There are people that specialize in lottery winners. You lock it down and then they help you like literally erase your life, because you're exactly right, Keegan. Motherfuckers be coming out of the woodwork. All of a sudden,
Did you see
cousins, aunties.
That's right.
Hands
That's
out.
Right. Did you see that guy who won the lottery and he went to go pick up and sign his check in a Scream mask and gloves, like OJ Simpson gloves? Because he's like, I don't want anybody to know it was me. I don't want my mama to know. I don't want my brother to know. He was like, we're doing this shit in anonymity.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, whichever way you choose, you can't go wrong. We broke it down financially both ways. You're set either way. So
right.
It's kinda I feel like the if I'm being honest, I might tell my parents, but the only people that would know would be my immediate family and you guys.
I mean, like, I think it would be impossible to keep it a secret. Like, you guys know. You guys and my family, like, you know what my life is. If all of a sudden I was like, okay, I'm buying a house out of nowhere and I'm starting a podcast network with my own money, you guys would be like, what happened?
That's
There'd
so
be
funny.
No keeping
Keegan
it a secret.
I said that I would do the same thing. I would start my own podcast network. Mm-hmm. And Eric and I talked about the charities that we
we did too. We picked our charities. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad we're all on the same page. We had a $50,000 per person in the friend group payout for each of you, just straight out.
Wow.
Not
That's
including
really kind.
Not including
gifts.
Is that
going to help us build our small tiny house on our property?
Exactly. Yeah. No. It's so funny. I also think it's like a testament to like my entitlement. That I get mad that I didn't win because I'm like, I'm a
Me
good
too.
Person.
Me too. And like, I really was like upset because I was like, I felt like I was entitled to it because I'm like, we spent so much time plotting it out. Like, I'm like, I devoted a lot of energy to figuring
how
out how I would spend this money. How dare they?
Oh my God.
I actually thought you were going to win too. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I had really good vibes about it, but it is what it is.
Oh my God. Oh, that's great. All right. Cass, you want to start us off with stories?
Yeah. Okay. I got a short shorty here.
Okay.
And I think it's super funny. She got so drunk, she purposely swept everything off of our table onto the floor in one fluid motion. Glasses and plates shattered. Drinks went all over the place. I was so embarrassed. That's it. No more content. Just that's it. And all I can see in my head is just, ah.
I need more context. Like, I'm like, why did she want to have sex on the table? Like, she thought it was like a sexy scene from a 90s rom-com. Like, what's happening? Why?
All I can see is Liz Lemon. I want my mac and cheese. Like, flipping the table. Oh
man.
Just a clean swipe of everything off. I think it's one of those things too. I could see myself getting that drunk that I was like, I've always wanted to do this.
There are a few things that I feel like I'm gonna need to do in my life just to say I've done them. And I think sweeping everything off a table or desk is one, and throwing a drink in somebody's face is another one. Just to say that once in my life I did this completely ridiculous, dramatic thing.
Yeah.
That no one does, really.
Maybe this was on her list of dramatic things she had to do in her life at some point. Amazing.
That's hilarious. Okay, well,
go ahead.
So sticking with our drunken theme here, she ordered 3 bottles of wine at dinner. I had maybe 3 glasses total, which means she had 9 glasses on her own. When she tried to order a fourth bottle, the waiter cut her off. She caused a scene and got us kicked out of the restaurant. I called her an Uber, and while we were waiting, she pissed herself in the parking lot. Basically, poured her into the back seat of her Uber and went home. Which, first of all, that poor Uber driver does not make enough money to deal with that.
No.
She texts, this is the best part. She texts the next day, "Hey, sorry I missed our date last night. I must have taken a nap and slept through it. Reschedule?" Question mark.
No.
She doesn't even remember that she went to a restaurant.
Or she did and she's like, "We're not going to acknowledge that. No. We're going to wipe that away."
Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus.
My God. Well, at least she never has to live with that shame receipt. If you can't remember it, it didn't happen.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Mine's pretty short. Met a girl through a dating site. We chatted about 2 weeks and got along pretty well. She invited me over to her place to go out on a date. When I got there, there was a U-Haul truck out front. She was in the middle of moving to another city and just wanted help with the heavy lifting.
No. Oh, that's awful.
Why hire movers when you can get Tinder?
Just Tinder swiping away.
Pivot.
Oh, my God. Okay. I was introduced to a really interesting, attractive guy at a party, and it was like fireworks went off. We absolutely clicked. We ended up at his place, and when I woke up in the morning, I realized that I had forgotten his name. I wanted to see him again, so when he was in the shower, I took a look around his room and found two envelopes on a shelf.
Uh-oh.
I deduced that his name was Frederick. Even though it didn't ring any bells with me.
No.
He came back into the room and I decided to utilize his name.
No.
I asked if we could see each other again soon because I had a great time with you, Frederick. Oh, God. The look of absolute horror on his face still haunts me. He didn't correct me, but I was ushered out and that's the last I saw of him.
No.
I contacted the friend who introduced us. It turns out his name is Sonny. Who the hell is Frederick?
Why do you have Frederick's mail, Sonny?
But what if his real name is Frederick and he goes by Sonny? And how would he... That might be the look of horror. What if his real name is Frederick and he's like, how the fuck did you know
have
my name?
Have you been stalking me? Yeah.
Like, nobody calls me that, you know?
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Dude, the better play would have just been like, you know how weird it is, like, when your significant other... says your name, you know what I
yes.
mean? Or not it even is. Just your significant others, like your friends, like you guys will call me C or whatever, but like when do you hear your actual name that much in real life? You know what I mean? You could have played Rare. It off and texted the friend on the side, be like,
yeah, like why did she even need to do that? She could have just been like, hey, I'd love to see you again, I had a great time, that's it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all that needed to be said.
God.
Put your phone number in my phone.
Yeah
there you go.
So I would be seriously weirded out if Eric was like, hey, Christina. I'd be like, it would weird you out, right?
Dude, when Pierce calls me Cassie, I'm like, dude, what is happening?
I call Anthony. I call him by his like full Christian name. Yeah. Like, I don't call him Tony or Anth or anything else. I call him Anthony. I don't know.
Well, I guess I call Chris.
I
Chrissy, mostly.
I'm going to have to start saying Eric's name. I guess I just don't. I'm just like, hey. I don't know. I just don't ever. I can't even remember the last time I used his name to him. I think he's
usually
in trouble.
Babe. Hey, babe.
Yes, that's true. Babe. That's true. It is usually that for me, too. Okay, so this is... a short shorty.
Mm-hmm.
Went on a blind date with a lady who wouldn't stop picking at her scabs. Just made a pile out of them on the restaurant table.
Oh my God.
No. Okay. We're not done yet. I excused myself to use the washroom, and when I came back, my soup was there, but the pile of scabs wasn't.
Oh.
No, I didn't eat my soup.
No.
Go.
I don't know. Where did they go?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. My skin is crawling.
Who at a date is picking at their scabs and piling them up on the table?
Up on the table. I think of all the weird anxiety driven things that I do, and I probably would like pick at a nail or something. I would never put it on,
but
like,
you don't put table. It on the table, right? Like, yeah, like we've talked about, no. Like, oh, chewing on your lips, picking at your lips, or doing like any of those kind of like nervous things that you might do, but you would never like consciously like, I'm gonna make a pile of my fingernail clippings on the table. Like, you would never do something like that. Your body crumbs just all over the place.
God. Yeah, my anxiety thing on dates used to be like peeling the beer label. Yeah, that was how I transferred my skin picking over to something that was more date acceptable.
Right.
Okay.
Oh Lord.
Mine, super short. Went to a concert which turned out not to be good on a first date. Lost where we parked the car and had to wander around slowly hating each other more and more for like 3 hours before we found it.
No.
It was almost like that episode of Seinfeld, but not entertaining in the least.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God, you're stuck.
I mean, that's something I don't miss about lockdown is that like driving and parking anxiety. Or like nothing will put you in a worse mood. You can be in a great mood when you get somewhere, but if you have to drive around for 30 minutes looking for parking, you are immediately in a terrible mood. Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have a bit of a bonus story.
Do it.
Okay. So it's a bonus because it's not one that we received and it's not one I got off Reddit. It is a story that I heard from our photographer 2 days ago.
Nice.
So. This guy was our photographer. So our friend Sarah is going to be in the show Resident Alien, and she's one of the main characters. And so she was doing a bunch of like press junkets via Zoom. And while she was doing it and she was getting her hair and makeup and stuff done, her PR person was like, why don't you go ahead and get some like shots, like some just, you know, publicity shots, things that we can send if there's articles, et cetera, et cetera. Right. So I did her hair for this, right? And the photographer at the end of the shoot, we're on the roof and we're talking, and you know, I was talking about the podcast and how I was going to record, and he was like, oh man, he's like, I have like the weirdest story. And he goes, this isn't a friend of mine, but it's somebody I used to play ball with when he was living in Australia, which is where he's from. And he was like, this guy that he knew, he had gone on a date with this girl, and he had gotten up in the morning and the girl was gone and the door was locked and his clothes were missing. And so he was like freaking the fuck out. He was like, what the fuck is going on? And so he shat in her bed, covered it with a blanket, and then she came back like literally like just moments later and was like, here, I went and got us breakfast and coffee and some like donuts and whatever, and your clothes are in the wash. She's like they'll be out soon. He was like, shit in this bitch's bed, and he fucking just took the fuck off. He was like, all right, bye.
Why would he do something like that? Like, what's wrong with him?
Honestly, I mean,
like, why is that your first instinct? Like, right, the fact that your brain goes there first means that something's really wrong with you.
Right. I was like, holy shit. Like, okay, it's one thing. Okay, maybe you were a little bit freaked out, like, in the moment and just were like, but shitting in somebody's bed? Who shits on cue? Who can do that?
Exactly. No, I can't. And then, no, like, what? I can't put the pieces together of his reasoning. None. How he at got all. From A to Z is anyone's fucking guess, because he skipped some letters in between, you know?
Yeah, to be honest, so who was this in relation to the person telling the story? It was his friend? So
It's not his friend. He's like, he made it very clear. He's like, this dude is not my friend. Okay. This is just somebody I played ball with. This
is not.
He because was like on a team.
Because, yeah, for real, this makes me think that, like, honestly, I think this individual is kind of scary. Like, because if that's right? your first instinct totally. Of something to do to someone, then what are you going to do when you're faced with actual rejection or, like, whatever?
Exactly.
Like, what a weird thing for you to just decide. Didn't call her, imagine? Text her, ask her what's going on. Like, the first thing you're going to do is shit in her bed.
That woman? Can you imagine being that woman who, like, is like, oh, da 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 da.
So thoughtful. And,
like, yeah.
She's like, fucking went and got you breakfast, was mm-hmm. fucking doing your goddamn laundry.
Came home with some McDonald's hash browns, and this is her thanks? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Woof.
Wow.
Oof.
Hearts out to that girl.
No shit.
Yeah. Seriously, that's her motto now.
Yes. No shit. That's the question she asks on every first date. She's like, how do you feel about shitting in people's beds? How do you feel about it?
Can you shit on command?
Oh my God. Well, if you've got stories, be they long or short, go to our one-stop shop of a website. It's myworstdatepodcast.com. And we love you so much.
Cheers.
This is a Glass Box Media Podcast.